Thanks for purchasing the Directive Communication Productivity Power Pack. This is Arthur F. Carmazzi, and I'm going to give you some insights as to how to use the things inside this box. First, you'll notice there are two packs of colored brain communication cards. One for you, and one for your friend, family, or coworker. Second, you'll notice some needs currency. This is used in some of the games played with the cards. You'll also notice a book. In this book, you'll find 12 games, each of them designed specifically for an area of life that will help you to improve your productivity, your brain power, and for that matter, even your brain flexibility in dealing with others and different kinds of situations. Let's start with the colored brain communication cards. You'll notice that these are nothing more than a variety of different pictures. These pictures have been carefully selected to create associations between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind about things that relate to your work and productivity. Imagine your brain as a pizza. Beneath all that cheese lies some scrumptious pepperoni and some sausage and some really yummy vegetables. But you don't even notice them until you put that pizza in your mouth, all of the flavors come out. The cards are basically like putting the pizza in your mouth. Have you ever been in a situation where you're just going about your business and suddenly you see something and you remember something that is completely unrelated, something that was very important and you'd forgotten it a while ago? Or in some cases, you look at something and you just have this fantastic idea. Now, why is that? It's because of the pizza principle. See, our brain is so cluttered with all of the things that are going on. If you ask yourself a question, you will give yourself a very generic answer. It is very difficult for you to really go deep inside and find what's hidden underneath, unless you have a catalyst. And that's what the cards do. The cards help you to look at things based on questions that you ask. They help to bring out deeper feelings, deeper thoughts, deeper ideas about the way that we perceive things and value things. You see, we have this thing in our brain called the reticular activating system. And what it does is it acts like a radar. And this radar is constantly looking for something based on what you tell it to focus on. So if you ask a question, you are telling your reticular activating system to focus on finding a solution or an idea connected to that question. And as you're looking through the cards, in the moment that your reticular activating system says, "Aha! That is your pepperoni," then you'll see something more in that card, something beyond the picture. The applications here are endless. All you need to do is ask a question of yourself, of your colleague, of someone in your family, of your friend, and you will get clarity to your communication that you've never had before. Clarity with yourself or with others. Now see, the other side of this is to expand your brain capability. And before we can do that, we need to learn a little bit more about the colored brain and how that works. So in a moment, you'll hear some excerpts from some of my seminars. And when you're done with that, the exercises and games that you'll find in the booklet that's enclosed will have a greater meaning to you. And you'll be able to apply and use these exercises in ways that will maximize your brain capability, give you extraordinary brain flexibility, and give you much greater clarity in your dealings and understanding with others and your environment. So let's hear about the colored brain.
Why do we have these rules? And why is it that our emotions get involved? And why is it that sometimes we perceive things in a certain way and others perceive it in a very different way? You know why? Do you want to know why?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It's like only three people, so what about the rest of you? The rest of you want, are you really sure you want to know why?
Yes.
Really sure?
Sure.
Okay. First of all, let me ask you a question. And this is when you're talking to somebody and you're trying to explain something. And you're explaining something very, very clearly. And you talk to these people and you know exactly what you're saying. And you know that you have been very complete with your explanation. And they look at you and they go, huh? Has that ever happened?
Yes.
And then what happened? What do you think? You think, my gosh, this person is an idiot. Right? And you look at these people and you go, my gosh, why am I working with stupid people? How can I do this job? And you get all frustrated, and then what happens? You become a lizard. And so then, afterwards, you always look at that person, and what do you see? A stupid person. Because once they've done this, or maybe twice they've done this, you look at that same person, and they always look to you the same thing. This is the person that can't understand me. And therefore, because they don't understand me, they must be stupid. Does that ever happen?
Yes.
How many people here use computers? Has anybody ever used a Macintosh computer? So let me ask you a question. There are the Macintosh and the PC uses two different processors, right? They're very different. If you have Microsoft Excel that was designed for a Macintosh computer, and you try to take the program and you put it into a PC, does it work?
No.
Why not?
Different
system, different protocols, different language, right?
Yes.
So let me give you an idea. Let's say that your brain is like a computer. And let's say that you are running a very specific kind of processor. Let's say some of you have PC brains, and some of you have Macintosh brains, and some of you have Sun Microsystems brains, right? Okay, and then some of you have some other different weird computers that are out there. Okay, but each one is running a different operating system. Now let me ask you, if I have Microsoft Excel that is written for a PC, and Microsoft Excel that's written for a Macintosh, if I use the one in the PC, I can run Microsoft Excel, right? And it'll give me the same kind of results as Macintosh Microsoft Excel, right? And so the results that each processor can provide are the same. But the process is different. Now see, this is the thing, is that we as human beings have a different genetic way of processing information. Genetic means that it is literally physically the way that our brain processes information. Now let me ask you another question. How many different eye colors are there? Eye colors.
The seven colors.
What are the seven colors?
Is that white?
White? Have you ever seen anybody with white eyes?
Blind man.
Okay, actually, there are people that have just like a pupil, a little black pupil in the middle, and the rest of their eyes are white. There are people like that, but that is a genetic disorder. There are also people with red eyes. Have you ever seen that? Okay, those are called albinos. It's also a genetic disorder. But in general, you have five different eye colors. You have brown, you have green, blue, gray, and black. So these are your five basic eye colors. Now let me ask you a question. If you have blue contact lenses, and you're putting them on your brown eyes, what color are your eyes? Listen to the question. If you have brown eyes and you put blue eye contacts on top, what color are your eyes?
Blue.
Okay, your eyes are brown. Your eyes are always brown. You're just wearing blue eye contact lenses over them, so they appear to be blue. When we grow up, we are constantly developing software for our computer processor in our brain. That software is like putting on different contact lenses. So what happens is, see, you have one processor. Let's say you have a Macintosh. Okay, that's your Macintosh processor, and this is what it is. Now, they've actually created software so that you can make a Macintosh look like a PC, haven't they? And you can actually run Windows on a Macintosh. But it's still a Macintosh. It just runs slower. We have a way of processing information. And as we grow up, we have all of these different ideas of how to improve and how to be better and how to do different kinds of things. And therefore, we create software on how to use this new processor. But I want you to think now, if you were wearing glasses, you're wearing colored glasses. Now, if you are looking through green colored glasses, and you look at this book, what happens? The letters look really, really dark, right? Okay, and this little red thing, man, that looks really dark. And what about the face? Greenish, right? Looks like I ate some bad stuff. Okay, and then the background, what color is it?
Green.
It's all green, right? Okay, now what happens if you look at the same book through red colored glasses? The letters are part of the background. This little thing, it disappears. You can't even read it. It doesn't exist. Okay? And the face looks more red. It's the same book, but it's being looked at through different colored glasses. Now imagine if your brain is a certain color. So if your brain is a green brain, and that means that you look through green colored glasses. And if it's a red brain, you're looking through red colored glasses. If it's a blue brain, you're looking through blue colored glasses. Is it possible that just because you are running one processor, that maybe you are speaking a different language than somebody else? And that maybe those people that don't understand you, maybe they're not stupid. Maybe when you explain it, you say, look at it, it's right there, can't you see it? And you're looking at it through green colored glasses and it is so clear to you. And they're looking at it through red colored glasses and they just don't see it because it's not there for them. Is that possible? You're welcome.
Welcome back. By now you know more about the colored brain. So open your booklet and read more information about the specifics of how each brain processes information. You'll also find some information on human drivers and how those affect our motivation. Read each exercise carefully. It'll give you the instructions in detail and it'll give you the insights out of what you're supposed to get out of it. So with that, enjoy the process of expanding your brain capacity and improving your productivity. This is Arthur Carmazzi, signing off.
For other learning insights and information on Arthur F. Carmazzi products, please visit us at www.carmazzi.net. If you have interest in the Directive Communication System or want to know about becoming a Directive Communication Partner, send us an email at info@directivecommunication.com or visit us at www.directivecommunication.com.